Welcome to another podcast edition for the Australian College of Professionals, the leading training provider in property, finance and business.
This podcast. Have you seen the new name and shame register on the New South Wales Fair Trading website? Was produced by the Australian College of Professionals on Monday, the 4th of May 2026.
Let's chat about the name and shame register on the New South Wales Fair Trading website. Now, if you're a New South Wales property agent and you haven't looked at this yet, then you should. The register's been launched to provide transparency to consumers in relation to the regulatory actions that have been taken by Fair Trading against property agents in New South Wales. So the register shows when Fair Trading has taken action against real estate agents, strata managers and stock and station agents. So the aim of this register is to assist buyers, sellers, landlords, tenants to choose an agent that they can trust. So on the register, there's information about disciplinary action, license suspensions or license cancellations, public warnings, undertakings, prosecution outcomes, high risk penalty notices. So any member of the public, or you as an agent, obviously, because it's a public register, can search an agent on their business or their company name, their individual name. You can do a suburb search. You can do a license number search. So there's loads of ways people can find this information. Each listing on the register clearly explains what happened, the action that was taken by Fair Trading and why. So as an agent, you don't want to be on this name and shame register, as essentially it's a public record of wrongdoing. And this information can materially damage an agent's business, an individual agent's reputation, a business reputation. And, you know, all of that affects future earning capacity. So it's not a good place to have your name. The entries on the register stay visible for a long time. You know, license cancellations or license disqualifications can remain up to 10 years. Public warnings are permanent. So, you know, again, this is not the place to be. Have a look at it. And the simple answer to stay away, to stay off this register, is the acknowledgement that compliance against the legislation and against a number of pieces of legislation, as we have many pieces of legislation in this industry, is important. Honesty and professionalism are essential, and ethical behaviour as an agent is paramount. Do all of that and you won't be on the register. So I guess that's just pushing the point that compliance, whilst it doesn't make you any money, will cost you sometimes more than money if you don't get it right. So guys, let's have a really good look at what is compliant and what isn't compliant. So, you know, let's be careful.
Thank you for listening to another edition of the Australian College of Professionals podcast. For more information, go to our website, acop.edu.au.